Hello, and welcome to Living Proof, the teaching ministry of Joseph Castillo. We encourage you to listen to today's message over and over again, so that the Word of God will be in your spirit. Be a blessing, share it with your friends, and we pray that you'll be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We also invite you to visit us online at www.anifbeijing.com.
Praise the Lord. I am glad to be here today, Bishop Joseph Castillo, and we are coming to you from Kissimmee. This is, I believe, our last day in Kissimmee. We're going to Cocoa Beach and Marriott Island, and we're going to be having a powerful revival service on Sunday at the Destiny Christian Church. Please, if you're in the Florida area, come on down. I'll save a seat for you. And we're going to have a Holy Ghost time in the Lord. And we are excited about what God is going to do here in America. And we thank you for tuning in. And we thank you for taking a stand with us as the overall theme for the church right now that is really standing up for the things of God is called the stand. And this term has been coined by my pastor, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, who our ministry has been over, who has become under his ministry over the last few weeks. But we've been hanging out for a little over a year doing meetings together. I think we did about 10 meetings together in 8 countries, something like that. And we've been having a lot of fun. But of course, COVID happened. And when COVID happened, it really had manifested to be an attack on the church. And I just want to tell you that this COVID virus is an attack on God's people, and it's an attack on the church, it's an attack on the pre-church, it's an attack on the move of God. And unfortunately, there are, I would say, majority of the body of Christ are in complete denial, and complete ignorance, and a complete refusal to acknowledge or to understand that this is a demonic attack. But I shared with you early on in our series called the Battle for the Thrones, the Game of Thrones, the Fight to Rule Planet Earth. And in the Fight to Rule Planet Earth this February and March, I showed you that whatever impedes world evangelism, cuts off funds in the foreign field, stops the gospel from going forward, is a strategy planned in hell. And today we just found out by the Liberty Council, which is a legal group to defend Christian rights and Christian morale. Liberty Council has just exposed and is filing a lawsuit against the number one vaccine that is being that's coming forward now from the Bill Gates Foundation and their funding. The number one vaccine is lined with fetal cell, abortive fetal cell. And so they're putting the aborted fetus cells into this vaccine, and it is totally, totally demonic. Now you know why there's such a push for abortion over these years, as they've been taking these fetal tissues and stem cells and using them for these diabolical researches. And now they want to inject every human being in the earth with this. Now, if you're on my side of the earth, you'll realize that this is an agenda that's not going to fly. The people that I run with, the believers and circles that I run in, are not going to take this line down. They're not going to accept this. However, there is most Christians around the world, some of them don't even believe it. They read the news, but they don't believe in the news. They read the research. They see the exposés. They hear pastors talking about it, and they don't believe it. And then there's the majority which have never even heard it. So that's why we're part of the reason why we're online and we're preaching, and I'll be having some crusades coming up very soon. We're going to be having big crusades, mass crusades in Mongolia. We'll be back at Pastors Conference in Vietnam. I'm also also looking for a field to have a crusade in Vietnam. We're also looking for a field to have a crusade in Tulsa. So we are going to be really raising up our voice like a trumpet, sounding an alarm, notifying the body of Christ to the agenda. And today with that, we're going to talk a little bit about Antifa. We're going to talk a little bit about BLM. We're going to talk a little bit about Sunrise, a group called Sunrise. And I hope that you can enjoy today's session, today's lesson. And we're going to teach today on what to do in the time of crisis. We are in a time of crisis. So let's begin to open up today here in a word of prayer. Pray with me today. Holy Spirit, we welcome your presence here today. I honor your person. I honor your presence. I honor your ministry. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you can take the little that we do in our own strength and the strength that we have, the little strength that we have in this human life. And you take that and you make a big impact, Father God. I thank you, Jesus, for taking our little service in that church in Mongolia, Father God, made it viral all across the country that every Mongolian in the world knows Bishop Joseph Castillo. They know that use me, Daddy, use me, Abba. They know about the revival that poured out in that little meeting that we had. Everybody in the world knows, Father God. In the Chinese world knows from our little TV shows, little stand-up comedies, and over half the country now knows and hears our voice and have a platform with half the nation. Everyone in the Philippines knows Bishop Joseph Castillo from the time that we just did that little interview, just 7-minute interview on CNN and CBS and GMA and Philippine Inquirer, Philippine Times. And you took that and you brought that all the way up to the highest office of the land, Father God. And you take our little efforts and you, Father God, make big impact. You make big reach through the little things that we do. And Father God, I take not this time lightly. I take not this broadcast lightly. And I pray that you do big things in the lives of those watching, whether they are Christians or non-Christians, believers or non-believers, or I like to say pre-believers. Let your fire come upon them. Let your healing power flow through them. Let your anointing, Father God, radically change and transform them. Let the yoke of bondage be broken off of their lives in the name of Jesus. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's not by great articulation, deep philosophy, or the charm of a man or a woman, Father God, but it's by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I ask you to infuse today's broadcast by your mighty anointing, Father God, to remove every burden that those who are even bound in the LGBT homosexual tendencies and passions and desires are being set free today's broadcast in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that as the truth lies dead in the street, Father God, that we begin to speak to these dry bones and command truth to live around this globe. And let a remnant rise up in great power, Father God, as you promise in the book of Revelation, the revelation of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this today. Somebody say amen. We want to invite you to share the broadcast. And I'm just going to put a little message here. Hello, God bless. Share the broadcast. I'm going to put that on here so those of you can share the broadcast and let people tune in as we talk a little bit about what to do in the time of crisis. And we're going to talk about the crisis with Chaz. That's an area that's been nicknamed Chaz in the Seattle area where anarchists have taken over. We'll talk a little bit about Antifa, a little bit about Black Lives Matter. And we'll get into this here in a moment. Let me just put a couple more messages up here. And we will begin. Hallelujah. Okay. So welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. We ask you to start a watch party. That's a little bit better than sharing, because if you start a watch party, that will send an alert automatically to your loved ones and they can come on and watch it. Or maybe you're a Christian, you're a BLM supporter, and you are angry at me for not supporting BLM, and you want to show everybody the stupid things that I say. We'll start a watch party and bash me. So this way, you'll get more people to be able to watch the broadcast. So we invite you to do that right now. And let's talk a little bit today about what to do in the time of crisis. And we're going to start in the book of Genesis. So like right here, we'll start in Genesis chapter 12. And we'll look at God's covenant promise. Genesis chapter 12. And we'll look at that here in a moment. So let me tell you a little bit about what's happening here with the BLM and the Antifa and all these things, and even the George Floyd thing now. Let me just say that I do want to bring up, there is a conspiracy theory going on now, and this is a theory. It's not a conspiracy, it's a conspiracy theory. I don't know. It could be true. That's why we call it theory. Same thing with evolution. They call it theory because they can't prove it. That's why it's called evolution theory. Can't be proven. Well, there's a conspiracy theory, something that can't be proven, that first of all, they say that, and this is ridiculous, you know, it's funny, but they say that George Floyd is probably not his real name, which I don't believe, because you have all of his family members that know him and vouch for him, people that know him. So they say that it could be a fictitious character, which I don't believe that. Obviously, that part of the conspiracy is not true, because he has family members and people that know him. But they do go on to say that whoever that guy was in the video, that he was an actor. And they said, and the reason why they think that is because, number one, him and the officer that killed him, so they believe that he's alive. They believe he didn't die, too. So they believe that the officer that killed the actor, George Floyd, who they believe is just not the real George Floyd, he's just an actor. The officer that killed him wasn't a killing. It was just an act that they just put on, this act that both of them are involved with the whole, you know, conspiracy to throw anarchy, dismantle the police and take over the country. So this conspiracy says that he was just an actor, that this police officer, which is true, this part is true, this police officer and George Floyd, they worked together in the same bar. They were both bouncers, and they worked together in the same bar. That is true. So they say that because they knew each other and because they worked together, they had conspired to come together to pretend to have this particular incident. They say that George Floyd was calling out for his mama, but his mama is not alive. His mama has passed away. Now, I don't know if that part of the conspiracy is true. I did not fact check that, but one of you guys watching, you can fact check that for us and just type that in and let us know if it's true, if his mother was dead. So they say that his mother is dead, that she's not alive. So when he was saying, mama, help me, that was just part of the act. The I can't breathe was part of the act. And that the actual angles of the footages show different things than one angle, and another angle shows another thing. So they say that they set this all up. They also say that when he died, they didn't tape off the place and handle it as an appropriate death. So they also believe that he did not die, that he's alive, and that this was just a conspiracy that was formed to cause an infraction point. And this infraction point is, now this is true, is chosen by the BLM, Antifa, and other militant anarchist satanic groups in order to cause chaos. So they wait for an infraction point. And then when that infraction point occurs, then they release their agenda into action, which is true. That's not a conspiracy, that is true. But the fact that was George Floyd an actor? Is that man that was in the video, is he still alive? All of those things are part of the theory, which I don't believe. But let me just tell you what facts that there are, what facts that I do know, and why I don't support BLM. I do support the saying Black Lives Matter. I support the thought. I support the saying. I support the belief. I support the conviction. Yes, Black Lives Matter. Unfortunately, that beautiful cliche or sentence has been taken and it has been coined and it has been used as the motto of a satanic agenda to destroy the nuclear family and to promote LGBT and LGBTQIA plus agenda. And they have taken this. And so now when you see the mayor or something like that, right, in Washington, up to the White House, Black Lives Matter, that is not a heart-moving, teary moment of that America has awoken to their crimes of, you know, whatever X amount of years ago. That is people involved in a agenda and an organization that is for the destruction of the family unit, to destroy paternal models, to destroy the reliance on a male-centered home, to promote fatherlessness, to promote LGBTQ agenda, to promote the affirmation and the teaching of homosexuality and drag queen and transgender, transsexual education in elementary schools. This is what BLM organization stands for. So that's why I like to say all Black Lives Matter. Because if you go with the Black Lives Matter phrase that's used by anti-family, anti-father in the home, LGBT transgender group that is for the promotion of sexual perversion and destroying of the family and fatherlessness in the homes of America. Not to mention, that's just what they write. That's just on their website. There's actually an expose today that the Hodgkins twins put, and they track the funding of the BLM. And the organization that does the funding for BLM is the same one that does the funding for Joe Biden, for Bernie Sanders, all the Democratic and left, far left, and radical left organizations. You should watch that video. I've actually seen a deeper documentary by Millie Weaver that has actually shown this whole thing. So let me just enlighten you quickly what's happening. There is you have the BLM, that's one organization. You have Antifa, which is another organization. Antifa also sounds great. It means anti-fascist. You should be against fascists. I'm against fascists. But you don't understand that this organization is not a new group formed in America to protect civil liberties. This is a group from Germany, Nazi Germany, from 1932. And this group has been causing and supporting anarchy for almost 100 years now. And so this is a terrorist group. And they are a part of this conspiracy, but not a theory, an actual conspiracy to defund the police, to destroy authority, to destroy the authority starting in the family with BLM. So watch how the authority structure is attacked. BLM is to destroy the authority in the home. Antifa is to destroy the authority in civil government. And then thirdly, there's another organization, the third one, which is the highest one in this particular pyramid, which is called Sunrise, S-U-N-R-I-S-E. And Sunrise has Alexandria Cortez involved with it, other senators involved with it. And Sunrise is owned by a militia military private security firm that trains, ex-military people how to invade countries, how to set up perimeters militarily, how to extract people from a certain area using machine guns, grenades, and so forth. It's a military organization. It's not a government military. It's a paramilitary. It's a rogue military company that does contracting all over the world. And they have been training their group in Sunrise how to throw a coup in America, how to overthrow sections of the city, sections of the country, how to establish their own state. And there's a whole group behind them that have been planning these riots, which you call BLM, these protests. You call them protests. You have to, you're so stupid. You're watching this. You're hearing this. You're seeing the news. You have no idea what is happening. And when somebody speaks the truth, you close your ears and you call them a racist. If not black, you call them a racist. If they're black, you call them an Uncle Tom. I was talking to an African-American friend of mine who is, I don't know what he knows exactly, but I thought he knew what was going on. I thought he was, you know, educated in these, you know, what's really happening. And he starts calling black conservatives Uncle Toms to me. He's, oh, they're an Uncle Tom. Don't you know when you begin to call names, that's when you have nothing else to say? That's when you can't refute, when you have nothing educational, no statistics, no data, you just begin to call names. That's the lowest form of a discussion. It's the lowest form of an argument, is to begin to call names, call somebody fat, call somebody racist, call somebody Uncle Tom. Instead of looking at the data and having a disposition of meekness, where as a meek person, you're willing to acknowledge the truth, whether you like it or not, you're willing to acknowledge the truth. I will acknowledge the truth. I will acknowledge, yes, there is police abuses. Yes, many people in the African-American community struggle with profiling. I will admit those things. I don't deny them. But I also am not going to deny that BLM is a LGBT transgender organization that was started for and pushed with the agenda to destroy the paternal family. I will not deny that fact. And so I do agree that one thing that is happening in society is not good, but I also don't ignore the facts of who's taking up that cause and why they're taking up that cause, what's the motive behind that. And we have something that one of my best friends, you know, in the Lord, years ago from Living Word Christian Center, his name was Brother Felton. And Brother Felton said that in the hood where he grew up, they used to call it the overplay for the underlay. The overplay for the underlay. So let me give you an example of how the overplay for the underlay would work. Say I come into a store and I want to steal a candy bar. So what? That's the underlay. So what I'll do is I'll overplay something so I can do the underlay. So I'll say, hey, man, what's going on? Man, that person's following me all around. Man, you're judging me. You're judging me. Everywhere I go, you're just following me. I don't see you following around the Asian people. You're just following me around. Man, this is racist. And then grab that candy bar and put it in the pocket and continue to scream and yell. And it's called the overplay for the underlay. The CIA does it all the time. They put on some Russian hoax. They put on some kind of you know, fake news, Ukrainian hoax, Russian hoax. And while they're doing all this, and while the television, all the newscasters are playing this hoax 24 hours a day with a sad, concerned look on their face, like, oh, we have a president that is conspiring with Russian agents. And how long are we going to tolerate this? And our countries, our forefathers would be turned over in their grave, and people are entertained and they're watched by this, they're buying that narrative. And at the same time, they don't know that there's bills being passed in the Congress that's going to destroy the economy and destroy the family for decades to come. It's called the overplay for the underlay. And this is what we're having. We're having BLM overplaying this Black Death, and not only are they overplaying it with the burning down of all the burning down of different things and places, burning cars, flipping people up, the overplay. But the underlay is to bring in Antifa, to bring in Sunrise, which most people don't even know about Sunrise, because Sunrise is the underlay. They're the ones with the real agenda. So the underlay is happening. Almost nobody knows Sunrise. Nobody knows about their one-year planning. They just think that all the pallets of the BRICS were at the inflection points because there probably was some kind of construction project. And we're so naive because we can't accept, we don't want to believe what is happening is planned. But I'm telling you, it is planned. And if you don't believe me, there's investigative behind the scenes reports with the Zoom calls leaked, with the emails leaked, with the videos from the meetings all leaked, and it's all put on. You can watch it by Millie Weaver. So let me just lay out some of the overplay for you. One of the strategies of Sunrise, which they're training Antifa are all these white people. So all the white people you see, which almost all the protests are white people. If you watch all the channels, all the protests are white people. Now, these white people, a good portion of them, let's say 25% of them, are military trained by Sunrise. And they're members of Antifa, and the military trained by Sunrise. And so what they're told in the video calls, in the leaked calls, which I watched, I have it, and I could, it's a banned video. But you could, I could email it to you, send it to you if you ask for it, because it's banned. If I post it, it gets pulled down. So in the trainings, they're told, okay, listen, go out there, get your friends to believe in the cause. The black people will follow you. And then we want you to incite police violence. Spit at them, throw things at them, blow fireworks off at their face, push somebody into them, and incite police violence. Then film and be filming with your phone, and then film the clip of the police that pushes you down, pushes you over, strikes you down. And then they take that little clip and then they make a montage. And they make a montage of police violence. Look at how the police are treating the protesters. And then they show this clip, and then that fuels greater anti-authority rhetoric. Because the agenda of Sunrise is to overthrow the civil authorities and then establish a new authority backed by socialist, backed by communist, really a satanic and a demonic group. And I'm calling on Trump and Attorney General Barr, United States, and the good citizens of America to not tolerate them, to root them out, arrest them, seize their funds, and dismantle these terror organizations, including their pawns, which is BLM, Antifa, and of course, the main instigator, Sunrise. And then Sunrise is backed by politicians. And those politicians need to be prosecuted, they need to be indicted, and they need to be in prison. But it's very hard to get them in prison. Part of what this overplay that's happening with the George Floyd death, if you watch this, they're planning, and I have screenshots of it on my phone, I could send you also. I have their charts. So what they do is they plan, they strategize, they have their sleeper cells all across America, and then they wait for what they call I forgot the term. It's like an inflection point or strategic point or sparking point or whatever. I forgot the exact word they use, but let's just for our conversation, let's call it a spark. So they wait for a spark. They wait for a spark. Once they get one spark, one leak video of a police officer who is arresting a black person violently, or if they die, that's even greater for their cause. You know, so now a police officer kills. They don't care about a white person. The Hodgkin's twins just showed several white people that were killed by police officers. Nobody knows their names. Nobody even heard about it. It's basically unknown simply because they're white. It doesn't serve the cause of the sunrise. And even though this in the last year, 500 white people were killed by police, and only 250 black people were killed by police. And since the majority of the phone calls that come in for crimes being committed, I forgot what it is, 60% or something of them are African American. So very little percentage of them are actually white, but they have the majority of the police deaths. Actually, it's the white people that are more victimized by police than the black people in police killings. Not saying in profiling, of course. In profiling, we all know that black people are pulled over for walking while being black, driving while being black. We know that happens, especially if there's certain conditions, such as a type of car, a style of dress, certain earrings, or there's way that you dress or whatever. I mean, that will increase that profiling, which of course is wrong. But let me just tell you something. I grew up in Chicago in an interracial area, the north side of Chicago, by Irving Park and Bernard. And in our organization, we had black guys, we had Puerto Rican, Colombian, Nicaraguan, a white, and we were profiled too. We were not profiled racially. We were profiled by our haircuts, our hairstyles, the way we dressed, the way that we walked, our swag. We were profiled. But the police profiling oftentimes caused them to find people that had crack on them, to find people that had guns on them. And I remember one time the police actually planted a gun on my sister. They put a gun in her car. They planted it on my sister because they wanted her to turn in one of her friends that was in my gang that I was in. So he was white. His name was Cadillac Dave. He was Polish. And my sister was white. And so now here this Polish guy is being harassed by the police, not because of his color, but because his swag and demeanor was that of a North Side Chicago gangbanger. So, you know, we were profiled, but profiling does catch a large percent of people who are committing crimes. Profiling is used 24 hours a day in Israel, the Israeli airport. They profile. They use it because profiling is effective. That's another discussion, but I would say that there is profiling done in America, which oftentimes is harassing people who are innocent, and they're only being harassed because of their clothing, their style, their haircut, their earrings, or the color of their skin. It does happen. So they wait for this inflection point when there's a profiling, when there's an abuse. Now, it could be that the person who did it, who got beat up or killed, it could be that he punched or kicked or killed or reached for a weapon, like the white guy who was shot and killed by the police. He went like this, and the police thought he was reaching for a gun. So that's why they shot him, and he was acquitted. But, you know, they could have maybe reached a certain way when the temperatures are high, when there's a lot of violence, when there's crime day in and day out crime, when police are being victimized and attacked, there's going to be a rise in incidents. So they wait for this incident, and when the incident occurs, they activate the sleeper cells. They're out there. Bricks are set up in place. They send out Antifa, and now Antifa is told, provoke the police, provoke the police, get it on film. And so now they have actually laid out this agenda, and now they are implementing this with the backing of radical left-wing, totally demonic people on the left in the Democratic Party or other parties, and they have an agenda to dismantle civil authorities. So BLM dismantle the home unit, and then Antifa dismantle civil authorities, and then Sunrise bring in a new government using military power and strategies. And they're leveraging, Sunrise is leveraging an issue that they, and the issue that they're leveraging is the ones that they feel that they can manipulate the most people into. And so that issue that they feel that they can manipulate the most people into is the issue of police abuse and profiling and the issue of racism. So they have a deep wound that they can use. And this is how this whole thing is being played out. This is the agenda. This is how it works. It's the overplay for the underlay. And the underlay is, boom, right here. We're seeing it right in Seattle and Chaz. That's the underlay. But the overplay is, oh, George Floyd. And I think it's terrible what the how the police dealt with him. I think it's terrible that he died. And that is the Sunrise's opportunity. That's their spark to get this project done. But when Christians and pastors make a martyr or a hero out of somebody, they should only do somebody who has lived a lifestyle noteworthy and admirable, and lived a lifestyle that we could be proud of, using them as an example. And so we have now George Floyd, who let's disregard the conspiracy theory that he's just an actor. Let's disregard that, because I don't believe that. We'll see. I don't believe it. But we do know that he was an amateur porn actor. One of my friends is a bishop. He said, oh, that's not true. That's not been proven. That's just rumors. So I sent him the link to 3-4 porn movies with George Floyd. Now, I did not watch it. I just typed in, you know, George Floyd porn movies, and they're all online. And I don't suggest you do it. Just believe me, please. I'm a man of God. I wouldn't lie to you. There are movies that he has acted in, not leaks between him and his girlfriend, porn movies, actor. He's a porn actor. Now, that doesn't matter. We're not going to judge him because of his past. Okay, well, he was high on 2 drugs according to the toxicology report. That doesn't matter. We're not going to judge him according to his past. In the video, there's a white bag. Looks like some cocaine. He dropped that one. That doesn't matter. We're not going to judge somebody about their past. Well, he would kick down doors with several friends, and he would break into homes, and he put a gun to a pregnant black woman's stomach, and he put the gun to her stomach, threatening to kill that baby as a lady pleaded, please don't shoot my baby. Please don't kill my baby. Well, Bishop, he served time for that. He went to jail for that, and we have to forgive him. Yes, I forgive him. Yes, he served time. No, he was not born again and changed. No, there's a lie out there. It's pushed by the church, by dumb white pastors, stupid white pastors that are bowing down, repenting of their white privilege, bunch of limp-wristed idiots. You don't bow down to nobody. If you're black, you're white, you're Indian, you're Mexican, you don't bow down to nobody but Jesus. Devil's sitting you, playing you out there like a pussycat, making you bow down to them. You fool. You don't bow down to nobody but God. Ever in your life. And every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. So listen, so what happens is, this is going on, and now people claim that he was born again, that he was saved, that he had turned his life around. You shouldn't judge him. Listen, we should not condemn. We should not tear down anybody who's died. We should honor their life and respect them. Absolutely. But we should not put them on a poster with Martin Luther King and Nelson Mandela as heroes of a community. That's all I'm saying. We should not degrade him. We should not talk bad about him. We should not try to tear down his memory. But we should not put him as a hero with Mandela and Martin Luther King, which some of my pastor friends have done. They made posters with Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, and George Floyd, and they made him to be a moral hero. He is a victim and of a problem that there is in American society, and not only American society. This happens in Zimbabwe. Some of my Zimbabwe friends, they have pictures of the police beating up some of the Zimbabwe people. It happened in Zimbabwe. It happens in Chinese.
We had to stop the recording at that point, but you might be listening right now and you say, Pastor Joey, I wanted to pray that prayer. If I was there, I would have prayed with you. I'd like to pray right now, as a matter of fact. I'd like to give my life to Jesus Christ. I would like to have God in my life, and I'd like to know Jesus as my Savior and my Lord and surrender my life to Him. You know, repentance means to turn away from your way of doing things and to turn to God's way. We've done things our own way. Like they used to say in Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous, when I did the 12 steps, they said, your best decisions and your best ways of thinking and your best ways to handle life have gotten you to this situation. And now it's time to trust a higher power. Well, there is no higher power than the God of all the earth. His name is Jehovah. And He sent His Son Jesus to die for you. And through Him, you can turn from your way of doing things to His way. And His way is the right way because He made you. And He made you for a purpose. And He knows exactly what you need to pull out your potential to forgive you of your sins, deliver you from the things that keep you away from God in a sin and death cycle. And if you'd open up your heart to Him right now, together with me, God can begin a new work in your life. So just pray with me wherever you're at, whether you're driving your car, whether you're at home, wherever you are, just pray with me and repeat after me. Say, Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to forgive me. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that your Son died for my sins. And on the third day, He was raised from the dead. From this day forward, I belong to you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, I'd like you to contact me. And we can send you some more resources and materials that could help you start this new life, because this is the first day of the rest of your life. Email me at joe@nationsabroad.com or email the church at nfcontact@gmail.com. And we'd love to speak with you and just correspond with you and put you on the right path, maybe help you find some local churches there online or something, or maybe we know some pastors there that could follow up with you and help teach you the Word of God. Thank you for listening, and feel free to download the other podcasts and just feed on the Word of God.